welcome to Data Science Perspectives. This series focuses on analytics and data science professionals from across industry to learn about how their career unfolded, what skills they look for when hiring, and what trends they think are coming next. I'm your host, Bill Franks. Let's get to it. Welcome to this episode of Data Science Perspectives. I'm your host, Bill Franks. Today, we're going to be joined by Cheryl Presley, who spent the last 15 years with Southern Company here in Atlanta, and she currently manages an analytics and data team there. For those of you not familiar with Southern Company, it's a large energy conglomerate based in the Southeast that owns subsidiaries including Georgia Power, Alabama Power, and more. They deal with everything from gas to electricity to nuclear energy and renewables. In addition to her work, Cheryl's been very involved in many organizations in Atlanta over the years, including the Technology Association of Georgia, serving as an advisory board member to the Kennesaw State Analytics and Statistics Department, and also being involved with a number of nonprofits. She has bachelor's degrees from both Kennesaw State and University of Georgia, as well as an MBA from LSU Shreveport. And with that, let's welcome Cheryl to the show. Hey, Cheryl, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
I thought what we might start with is, you know, Southern Company is a huge multi-billion dollar organization, largely based in the Southeast. And so I'm thinking a lot of the viewers might not know much about Southern Company. Could you maybe just start out with a little bit of an overview of Southern Company and what you do?
Yes. Southern Company is the largest energy company in the Southeast. We provide electricity, natural gas, and other resources like solar and wind to customers across the country and mostly in the southeast U.S. We have about 9 million customers, and we again do our very best to provide clean energy and services with reliability to all of our customers across our fleet. I am the Data Analytics and Reporting Manager within the Southern Company Technology Organization. We are a large organization that supports all of our operating companies across the fleet. For example, Alabama Power, Georgia Power, Mississippi Power, Southern Company Gas, Southern Power. So again, my team supports and services all of our operating companies and business units within those operating companies. So we have a very big and broad customer base within the company that we support to provide services to our customers across the country.
Great. You know, when you think about all of those different subsidiaries and your role kind of in the central parent, what are the kind of analytics that you're typically most focused on for them? Is it regulatory analytics, just operations support? What are you focusing on typically the most?
Our biggest focus to date has been operational analytics, mainly because our goal is to always provide reliability to our customers. Our company wants to ensure that our customers are receiving the services that they are expecting us to provide in a clean, efficient way, and it's to be available to them when they are expecting it, right? So we tend to do lots of projects with our transmission, distribution. And here recently, we've done a project with our vegetation management operations, which most people probably don't know that we have at the company. You know, our the feeders, those lines that run through our communities, vegetation grows around them. And so to ensure reliability, we manage those that vegetation to ensure reliability. So it's such a broad base of areas within the business that most customers probably don't know that we have to support delivery to their home, the energy we provide to their home.
You know, that vegetation management is an interesting one. So what I'm picturing is near my house, there's one set of the big power lines that cut through, across neighborhoods, and there's maybe a 50-yard wide buffer. I always wondered who actually maintained that. So it's not the state or the county. You guys actually maintain the vegetation and maintenance of that area?
Yes, we do. So Southern Company manages all of the vegetation around its large feeders, the larger ones with the wide buffer, which are our transmission lines that goes from state to state. And then the distribution lines are the smaller ones that are in most neighborhoods and communities. In newer neighborhoods, what you'll see is the smaller green box in your neighborhood because those are newer neighborhoods, and so our lines are running underground. But even there, we still manage vegetation to ensure that we can get to those boxes rather easily, and that we don't it does not interrupt services because tree roots, growing, vines on trees, other vegetation can cause reliability issues over time. So we do manage that. We do utilize contractors across the state to help us manage that. We do not have a large fleet of employees doing that, but that is part of our services to our customers.
Well, I know, everyone gets into analytics from a different angle. I know you started out more on the programming and database administration space, and then got drawn over into the world of analytics. How did that happen, and what drew you in?
Yes, yeah, so I have always enjoyed data. I've worked with it for a very long time. Started out, early in my career as a software developer, had an opportunity to become a database administrator and enjoyed that job working with people, ensuring that they were delivering their projects and solutions in a, efficient way and that supported the business. And so one of the opportunities is working with our business intelligence team to set up a huge BI platform from Microsoft and implement our data marts and cubes and analytics. And so through that relationship of me just diving in with them, figuring out troubleshooting problems, figuring out how we're going to set up these environments with multiple servers and databases and just make sure it was going to run in an enterprise fashion, I began to build this love and honestly admiration for the people and the work that was being done in business intelligence in analytics. And so I had an opportunity to come over as the supervisor and lead a team of amazing data analytics analysts. And I have enjoyed the journey since that time. I would never change the journey because my database and my development background have really helped me support my team, understand their needs, and really drive analytics within the company. So I was able to take everything I had learned before coming to the team and apply it with now business intelligence and analytics for the company. So it's been a crazy ride, but I've enjoyed every step of it.
That's great. You mentioned about being able to bring what you already knew and apply it and so forth. Well, if you think about the various skills and traits that you know that you have, what are the one or two that you think helped you be most successful in that transition and now that you are running that analytics organization?
Oh, excellent question. Our technology is always changing. And so being able to adapt and change to the newer technologies and embracing them is always going to be something we will have. We have so many new technologies available to us today. But one of the things that's been foundational to me as not only a leader, but even when I was an individual contributor, was building relationships with people, providing excellent customer service, understanding people's needs so that I could deliver a solution that met their expectations. So the first and foremost, most important thing was listening, understanding what they were trying to do, asking questions that would lead into kind of a whole understanding of the solution that they were expecting, and then finding ways to deliver it while also communicating with them along the way, never leaving them out of the conversation as you deliver a solution, because getting their insight and input as you're creating analytics, reporting, models and getting their feedback on what you found is the most important thing to delivering a final solution that they will use. And we see that every day. Making them a part of the journey has really been the most important thing. So again, customer service, I will say, is first and foremost, probably the biggest part of all of our jobs is understanding what our business partner really needs to support their operations.
And it's funny, you sound like the kind of person a lot of people would enjoy working for with that attitude. I can imagine you've got some happy people on your team. So, you know, on a personal
note, I always think,
oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I always think about how would I feel if I was asking someone to help me come up with a solution. I would treat them exactly the same way. So I think about how I treat others is what I would want back from them. So it's a relationship that we're building to deliver solutions. So it's important.
Well, you know, that answer actually then is a really good segue into my next question, which is, I know on a personal note, you do a lot of volunteering, certainly, you know, more than the average person, probably driven by that same outlook. But, you know, for people who wonder about how do you get involved in volunteering and how do you work it in around your work schedule and such, because I know it's a priority for you and you've managed to do a lot of it. And I know a lot of people who talk about doing it, but never really do much. So how can they get started?
Well, I will say relationships are everything, you know, in every step of your journey from college to your throughout your career. When you engage with people and when you meet people and build relationships, they automatically want you to be a part of something that they're involved in. So a lot of times, many of the opportunities I've had have come from people asking me to be a part of an organization to help build those organizations. Just began again because of, you know, being open to helping others has been, I think, the core of who I am, and I think people recognize that. So I think making yourself available to people is first the most important thing, and I think they will offer opportunities to you. I will say in college, you have opportunities to be a part of lots of organizations. And really, that's kind of that first level of, you know, how do we support our communities and those around us? And I think that's where I started my journey, you know, in college. And then when I had opportunities to figure out how to balance it when I began working, it was because we had opportunities in organizations within the company. So I didn't have to take a lot of time outside of Southern Company, for example, to provide community service. We have an organization called Citizens of Georgia Power that allows us to support the community around us across the state. So I was able to do community service from there. And then as I really kind of put myself out there just with being a leader in business intelligence and analytics, I was getting opportunities from other people to say, hey, can you please provide your insight? And so I was able to really kind of hone in and grow the opportunities outside of the company. How do you balance that? I think you always need, I like to say context switching, where work is definitely important, but you know, there are other times where you need to think about other things. Your mind needs a break from, you know, some technical things that we do every day and opportunities to help others. I think it is good for our mind, our body, and our soul to really have a very diverse opportunity, you know, to do things not only throughout the day, but just throughout, you know, the year, every month. How can I be creative and supportive of others while also gaining knowledge and insight for myself through those opportunities, you know, with meeting other people and then working and supporting others? So it is, it's always a daily balance. Sometimes you have to say no, but oftentimes I try to find a way to say yes when I can.
Well, I know I'll thank you. You've said yes, both you and your organization over the years, so many times to Kennesaw State and particularly the analytics and statistics and now data science programs here. I know it's always been appreciated here, and I'm sure the other places do too. One thing I'll point out, I'm sure you could validate this. You know, when someone wants a job, for example, you have to go talk your way into a job. I think when you look at the world of charities and nonprofits, they're desperate for help normally. So if you want to take the effort to go and actually meet someone, it's pretty easy to get involved, right?
Absolutely. All nonprofits need support all year long. You know, they're always looking for volunteers. There are so many wonderful organizations, especially within Metro Atlanta, that really support our communities in various ways. women, single mothers, young children, just a plethora of opportunities. And, there are nonprofits that help young people who are in college and who need support, who don't have family near. So I think, when you look around and what is important to you, find that nonprofit, seek them out and ask them, what can you do to help? And I think you'll find that there are so many opportunities. They won't take much of your time. They're looking for just the minimum that you can provide. And everyone's time is important, so even if it's just an hour a day or an hour a week, that's just as important as it's someone who has, 5 hours, a day to do support for nonprofits. But I think it really does. I'll give you an opportunity to understand other people's wants and needs, and it changes who you are internally as a, as a person, as someone who wants to support others. So nonprofit work is super important and I think beneficial to everyone.
Well, one thing now, you and I have joked in the past about we've been in these careers maybe a little longer than we'd like to admit these days. What's one thing, if you think back, that you wish someone had told you before you started working that you learned the hard way on the job?
I think it is one of the biggest things I wish I'd known is do not seek perfection. Be okay with making mistakes and figuring out how you can correct them and be okay with failing. I think that is a part of everyone's journey. We learn from the mistakes we make and we learn how to do it better the next time. It is very difficult to do everything right all the time. It's not realistic. And I think it puts a lot of pressure on employees and people to feel that they have to be perfect. I think that is what we should tell students when they come out of college, that you will make mistakes. And as long as you learn from them and grow from them, you will be fine. And I think that's the biggest thing I learned. I have learned throughout my career.
I think that is an important lesson. I know early in my career, I used to let even the smallest of mistakes or oversights I made during analysis drive me absolutely crazy. And over the years, I came to realize, there are mistakes that are big, right, that are bad and that you're going to have to deal with. And then there are things that, okay, it was a blip, you fix it, you move on, and you really can cause yourself way more pain than it actually warrants. So I think it's good that people are conscientious, right? That's a good trait, but you can, in fact, take that a little too far.
Absolutely. And I will say sometimes in mistakes, we create new opportunities. And so not every mistake is a problem. Sometimes we find new ways of developing solutions through mistakes. So I think, don't be too hard on yourself. Just keep moving along and try to do your best and you will succeed.
Well, speaking of that, you've done, as we've already discussed, a lot of work over the years with our students. I know Southern Company routinely provides data sets for project-based courses and such. As you're looking to hire someone, what is it that you look for these days? What would you tell the student if you're going to come interview at Southern Company for a job on your team, Cheryl? What are one or two things you're really going to be looking for, both in the resume, but even more important when you talk to them in person?
Right. So we, of course, want them to have the technical skills or the skills to do analytics, what they've learned in college. But one of the biggest traits that I'm looking for are those soft skills. How do you communicate with others? How do you listen and respond to other people you're working with? Most companies are very diverse, and so you're having to figure out how to work with people from different backgrounds, with different needs and wants, and being able to adjust to those changes. So I'm looking for people who are flexible, who are willing to learn, listen to others and work in a team. Everything we do, we don't do it by ourselves. We may have individual projects, but in the end, our team is there to support us. And we're a large team overall when you think about what a company is. And so how do we support our operations? So I am looking for people with personality, who want to work with others, who want to help others. I think helping your peers and sharing the knowledge that you have and have learned over time is just as important. So really being really well-rounded is important, because our job is not just, you know, sitting behind a desk and coding. It is also working with people to understand what they're trying to implement and deliver to our end customer. And so being able to do that is just as important as the technical skills that they that we gain while we're in college, you know. So I'm looking for a well-rounded person as much as possible. There are some things I can teach them, you know, that you will learn over time, but people are open to learning, growing, and developing their technical and soft skills. I think it's what I'm looking for at the end of the day.
That's great. Yeah, you know, and as we look forward, a lot of what we've talked about is either, you know, our past, your past experience or some of the things currently. You know, looking ahead and just seeing both the trends within your company and within the industry, what's one or two things that you think 3 to 5 years from now are going to be huge in the space of analytics that maybe aren't either aren't on the radar at all yet or certainly aren't yet hyped up?
Oh, wow. I think, well, analytics is not going anywhere. It is increasing and growing. I think the concept of big data is definitely here to stay. We will see more cloud. Southern Company is a utility. And so we are very conscientious about where we host our data. But I think that will change over time. And so I think having a hybrid environment will still be one of the main areas where we will reside, where we will have some cloud technologies that we embrace, along with still having things on premise, data on premise to do analytics and reporting. I've heard of this new concept of lakehouse. I think that is intriguing to me because I think data marts and data warehouses are really foundational to reporting and business intelligence. But we also need to have spaces where we can also do analytics. And this concept of this lakehouse is really how do you encompass all of this into one centralized area where everyone can do analytics and reporting. I'm intrigued in that, about that concept. I think technologies will change. So while we have technologies here today, I think some of the foundational and fundamental things will remain. I think being able to write SQL is always a foundation that I would suggest that everyone learn. It's how you understand data. But sitting on top of that, I think people have really embraced Python. R will still be around, but you know, I'm hearing more people embrace Python overall, and I think that will be important. I think there's a lot more I don't even know that's coming, but I think being open to it all is really important for any company and any division of a company that does analytics and AI and machine learning to embrace what's next and really try to look forward to what can we do to improve our operations and be more efficient and have greater access to data. I think those are still the fundamental and foundational things to making all of these things possible and being able to answer the questions that the business has about how do we get better. So,
well, it's interesting. I'd say with your background that combines, you know, software with database technology with analytics seems to square up very nicely with that emerging trend as well. So I think you'll hopefully be well positioned to help your organization go through all of that. Well, I want to thank you today. I think you provided some great insights for the viewers, and I very much appreciate your time. And again, thank you for both your personal support and your organization's support of Kennesaw State University over the years.
Thank you. I'm amazed at the partnership that Kennesaw has provided to us. We have had an amazing relationship, and I am excited to continue having it in the future. We have learned a lot from the university and the students we've come in contact with, and I think that's what's driven analytics and, you know, machine learning and even increased our business intelligence at Southern Company is through our relationship with Kennesaw State University. So thank you very much.
All right. Well, I will talk to you soon, Cheryl. Thanks.
Thank you.